Syria says it is committed to destroying its chemical weapons despite difficulties caused by the ongoing fighting with foreign-backed militants. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Maqdad says the government will fully turn over its chemical weapons by June, as required by the deal brokered by the U.S. and Russia last year. A string of bombings leaves at least 34 people dead in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Three of the attacks took place near the so-called Green Zone, home to the parliament, the premier's residence, and the U.S. and British embassies. Iran's foreign ministry has condemned the bombings in the strongest terms. Militants representing the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan have set tough conditions in their talks with the Pakistani government. They say there is no chance of peace in the country until the government embraces Islamic law or Sharia. They also demanded that the U.S.-led forces withdraw completely from neighboring Afghanistan. Israel is pushing ahead with its settlement buildings in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Israeli officials say they have issued building permits for 558 new settler units in the occupied territories. The UN and much of the international community have condemned Israeli settlement activities as illegal. In the besieged Gaza Strip, doctors and patients have demonstrated to mark World Cancer Day. The number of cancer cases has been on the rise in Gaza following two Israeli wars on the coastal strip. The Gaza Health Ministry accuses Israel of using internationally banned weapons for the rise. The murder trial of Egypt's ousted president Mohamed Morsi has been adjourned to March the 1st. Morsi is charged with inciting the killings of opposition protesters outside the presidential palace back in 2012. The Egyptian army has been carrying out a systematic crackdown on his supporters since his overthrow last July. U.S. Special Rapporteur in the Independence of Judges and Lawyers has urged an independent probe into allegations of torture in Emirati prisons. In her preliminary report on a 9-day visit, Gabriella Knoll also criticized violations and a lack of transparency in court proceedings in the Persian Gulf country. New figures show retail sales across the Eurozone suffered their biggest drop of 1.6% in over 2.5 years in the crucial shopping month of December. The figures released by the EU's Statistics Agency show the economic recovery in the single currency bloc is failing to gain momentum.